So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you for being here with us. If you're not here, there is no show. People here in Georgia, people in New York, all of our friends in Baltimore. Shout outs to Jeremy Kahn for joining us earlier in the show from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Thank you to Patricia Traynor for joining us. Covers all things New York Giants for Sports Illustrated. And how about this? In about 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with Bill Bender from the Sporting News. He covers all things college football. And we've had a busy day. We got guys like John Mateer, starting quarterback for the Sooners. Well, he got a broken hand. He's going to be out for a month. We got Mike Gundy. Mike Gundy given the boot after more than 20 years with Oklahoma State. Russell Wilson's been given the boot. That's why we spoke to Patricia. Well, he's still on the Giants, but he's currently on the bench. Jackson Dart is getting the start. Major League Baseball, they're going all in on the automatic ball strike review system for next year. 2026, yeah, you can tell an umpire, hey, that call was wrong. I want to challenge it. I like it. I think it's a good idea. Zion Williamson said he's in good shape. Yeah, people say all types of crazy things, don't they? And so we got a lot more to do this entire hour. I mean, outside of having this conversation with Bill Bender in about 20 minutes, at the end of the show, of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And if you want to be a part of, current events, you can call up. You can be a part of the show. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM. It's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker. Talk to the machine. Say, hey, play the Infinity Sports Network. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. It's been a day. What a day. What a day. What a day. Yeah, let's start here. Jackson Dart. Finally, I mean, after three games, New York Giants 0-3. Russell Wilson can't run. Russell Wilson throwing interceptions. Brian Daboll's like, I'd like to keep my job. And so, Jackson Dart gets the start. It seems that this was something that was on its way for the New York Giants, but this soon? Who could have predicted this? It was just yesterday. Brian Daboll, a little bit different. Typically, he'd say Russell Wilson is the starter. Yesterday, he's kind of like, hey, we're looking at changing everything. Listen to this back and forth with the reporter.
Most Monday afternoons, you know who your quarterback's going to be the upcoming week if everyone's healthy, though. It just seems a little different, your responses.
Yeah, well, look, we're going through the tape right now. We're evaluating everything.
So quarterback change is on the table.
I'd say we're evaluating everything.
Yeah, well, today they've evaluated everything, and Jackson Dart is now the starting quarterback of the New York Giants. He'll get his first chance and opportunity to start this Sunday as the Giants take on the Chargers. And Russell Wilson, I'm sure we'll get a lot of shots of him on the bench being a good teammate helping out Jackson Dart. Yeah, there's going to get a lot. We'll get a lot of those shots. I really think eventually Russell Wilson, he'll be released or traded at some point, maybe over the next month or so. Not the only news. Somebody having to find a new job, occupation, something to do. Mike Gundy, he's gone. This man is no longer the head coach of Oklahoma State. You think about going 3-9 last year, getting smacked by Oregon, then losing to Tulsa. Yeah, they're cooked. Well, he's cooked. Mike Gundy, just yesterday, he was asked about his future. And listen to this man. This is somebody who knows he's getting fired.
I don't necessarily think that we have to have a conversation. I can honestly say that no. But I think that they share the same vision that I have. And I think maybe the conversation hasn't really had to take place because I've been here for 21 years. And I think they know what's on my mind. And I certainly know, I shouldn't say I don't. That would be judgmental. But I probably have a pretty good feel for what they want. So I don't really know that, you know, needs to take place. But I guess my answer for that be no at this point.
I don't even know if you have an agent at this point, but have any of them reached out to anybody that might represent you?
I haven't had an agent.
Okay.
I haven't had an agent in, I don't know, a year, long time. Jenny, I've gone for all these years when this other job stuff came up, I didn't even have an agent then.
Yeah, he said he knows what his bosses want, right? Well, the bosses don't want you. Yeah, Mike Gundy is now fired. I mean, he said a lot of dumbass things over his career. Nothing bigger than that time where he basically excused drunk driving. He's like, yeah, I've done it probably 1,000 times. And you just get lucky. You don't get caught by the cops. You don't kill anybody. I'm glad he's gone. He got a $15 million buyout, so God knows what he's going to be doing with his money over the next several years as they kind of spread that $15 million out. But that's not a guy who needs to be leading a college program. I'm glad that he's gone. And then that's not even the only news coming out of Oklahoma. Because if we go to the Sooners, this really, really stinks. They just beat Auburn over the weekend, right? We see John Mateer going out here scoring more touchdowns. He's leading the team in rushing. He's a Heisman candidate. And now he's out with a broken hand. This man is going to miss at least a month here with the Oklahoma Sooners. You can now probably take that Heisman trophy and go ahead and throw that on out the window. They beat Auburn, but it came with a price. I mean, damn it, they got Kent State coming up next. But the game that everybody wanted to see, I wanted to see it, was against Texas, was against him and Arch Manning, and now we won't have that opportunity. We will not see that, okay? Michael Hawkins is going to go out there and get a chance to start. The head coach, Brent Venables, I don't want to say that he can, kind of go out there and read the future or predict the future, but it was 2 weeks ago. He's like, man, how do we keep this guy ready when we got a guy out here potentially winning a Heisman and Mateer? Listen to this.
You'd like to think that you can control that. And we certainly could, but we might pigeonhole ourselves too. And so, we're preparing him every single week. Like he's a guy that's got to go in and take 70 or 80 snaps and, until our hands forced. We're not at any liberty to be able to, hey, let's just get him in for a few series here. And so trying to be thinking both short-term and long-term, would hate to, burn his year unnecessarily. So, I think the course of the season will kind of work itself out. But we're going to be very mindful of not burning his year, you know, before we have to.
Well, they ain't no more burning a year. They have to. They have to go out there and play him. And I don't know, maybe against Arch Manning, there'll be a little bit more pep in his step. Maybe that'll be interesting. I was certainly looking forward to seeing what Mateer was going to do, especially after what we saw. And I get it. I understand. Like, Arch Manning beat up on Sam Houston. I understand that. But the way that people beat up on him over the past several weeks and talked about him like he was just like garbage, I was really looking forward to that matchup. And now the juice is kind of gone. That is October 11th. And now I'll just watch to see if Arch can, you know, perform against a good team. Because up next for the Texas Longhorns on their side, they got the Florida Gators. And I mean, the way they've been playing, Arch should be able to go out there and whoop up on them too. Botcher, a little juice gone from this this matchup against the Sooners, man.
Oh, yeah, of course. Anytime a starting quarterback in college football goes down, I'd think, I don't want to say half of the general public doesn't care about the game anymore, but there's kind of a trend where there's no big names, no Heisman candidates. People aren't going to be tuned in.
No, they're not. I mean, the only saving grace in this game, well, people want to see what Arch can do against Oklahoma and their defense. I mean, when the Sooners took on Michigan, they beat them 24-13. I mean, they beat up on Temple. They allowed or held Auburn to 17 points. There's a full expectation the Sooners are going to beat the living hell out of Kent State. And their next big matchup is going to be against Texas. So we got to wait. Nobody wants injuries. Nobody wants anybody going down. It's just unfortunate that Mateer kind of starts to emerge as the best quarterback in the country. And then he breaks his hand in a victory of all things. So wishing him a full recovery on his way back. You know, we'll talk to Bill Bender in about 10 minutes, and we'll get his thoughts on what this matchup will look like, and Arch Manning and Dabo Sweeney and Mike Gundy. And so there's a lot to get into. We got Bill Bender joining us in 10 minutes from the sporting news. Speaking of injuries, the NBA is right around the corner. The regular season will start in about a month's time. And we got Jason Tatum. He's on a media tour, kind of talking about his health and also his recovery. Jason Tatum, we saw this man tear his Achilles against the New York Knicks, and season just ended there pretty much for the Boston Celtics, and we all assumed that his season would end next year, with this upcoming season for the Celtics as well. Well, Jason Tatum, he says, not so fast. This is what he told First Take on if he'll return this year.
Well, for one, this is like maybe the third time I haven't said I'm not playing this season.
No. Okay.
He was kind of looking at us sideways when we brought that up.
So I'm okay, thinking Achilles. All right, that's fair.
The most important thing is a full recovery, being 100%.
That's right.
Not rushing.
Yeah, don't rush back.
At all.
Don't do that.
But also, I don't go to rehab 6 days a week for nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay. But with that being said, with being a part of the organization and the Celtics, there is a standard that we play to, that we uphold, regardless of, you know, who we have in the lineup, who's on the team, who's not. There's a sense of pride that we have when we put that uniform on, and we always are competing to win a championship. Mm-hmm. And that standard will not change.
Yeah, look, they can want to win the championship. The Celtics don't have the depth that they've had 2 years ago to go out there and win the title. If Tatum comes back, I think it may just kind of get over the hump of, hey, are you physically able? Are you ready? I don't know. The Celtics may still make the playoffs as one of the bottom seeds, a middle seed in the Eastern Conference. I just think they may want to kind of help him get over the mental hump of going out there and playing basketball so he can return to full strength the best that he can by the time we get to next October. I'm talking about the year in 2026. So all the best to him in his recovery. He says he's out there getting it 6 to 7 days a week. So he's taking like one day to rest maybe for his rehab. And Tatum is a young guy. He's kept himself in good shape. He's not somebody who carries around a lot of weight. He's always working out. He's healthy. He's not one of these load management guys. God bless him. And so we certainly hope to see him back at full strength sooner than later. Unfortunately, there's some other injuries in the NFL. We talked about Nick Bosa. He's out for the season, torn ACL with the 49ers. Mike Evans is currently out. He's dealing with a hamstring issue. He's probably going to miss a month. Keep in mind that Chris Godwin has yet to return. And then you have Abuka, who just got drafted to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's a rookie, and he's going to be pass catcher number one with Mike Evans gone. And so his job is going to get a little bit more difficult. Yesterday, the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are 3-0, they're making every game a heart attack. Todd Bowles was asked about Mike Evans, this old man's hamstring, and this is what Todd had to say.
Coach, any update that you have on Mike Evans? Does it look like he's going to miss some time with that hamstring?
Not yet. He's going to get an MRI tomorrow. Right now, they deem it as low grade, but we'll see when it comes out.
What exactly happened? It seemed like a no contact kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what happened. I mean, he felt something, so he came off.
Yeah, he felt something, so he came off. It's rough. What a world. Yeah, Mike Evans is like, I've been in the league since 2014. I got you 1,000 yards every year. He missed 4 games due to a hamstring last year. Still had 1,000 yards. As you get older and you start ripping your hamstrings some more, I don't know the success rate, but all the best to Mike Evans and his recovery. Now, the Buccaneers should still be competitive in the terrible NFC South, so wishing him nothing but the best. And speaking of returning from injuries, man, people are saying Zion Williamson is on the Ozempic. I mean, it's a joke, but he apparently lost a lot of weight. His face looks slimmer. His body is slimmer. The Pelicans are tweeting out photos of skinny Zion. And I just hope that he stays skinny throughout the course of the year. Zion spoke to the media today after playing only 30 games last year. He says he's taken a different approach to working out, trying different things. Listen to this.
We came up with a plan, and from boxing to working out on the football field a lot to just different random workouts. And during that time frame last year, I really felt a shift in my body to where I would look at him and go, dude, it feels good to feel good. I haven't dealt like this since college, high school, just where I can walk in the gym and I'm like, I feel good.
Yeah, what is pretty funny here, the jersey sponsor for the New Orleans Pelicans is New Age Grills. Barbecue grills, like barbecue grills for your kitchen. Oh my God. They could have done better than that. I don't know. Zion has to run around with that patch on all year. Hope he stays healthy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some college football. We'll be joined by Bill Bender from thesportingnews.com. It's the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Quite a bit of college football news coming out today. We got John Mateer with a broken hand, I guess primarily out of Oklahoma. We got Mike Gundy. He got fired today after 21 years at Oklahoma State. The Heisman race has been shaken up. Arch Manning, I think he got a little bit of a break over the weekend. There's so much to get into. And joining us right now is someone who covers all things college football as senior writer for the Sporting News. It's Bill Bender. Bill, good to have you again, my man.
Hey, thanks for having me on. How are you?
I'm very well, of course. I'm trying my best. I know someone, I know he doesn't have a job today, but he's getting $15 million to go away. That's Mike Gundy. They let him have his press conference yesterday. They let him do his coach's show. I mean, they're playing Baylor this weekend. Are you surprised at, like, the timing? I'm not surprised they fired him, but the timing seems odd.
A little bit, yeah. I would agree with that from a timing standpoint, because it bottomed out against Tulsa, there's no question. But given his legacy at the program, you're seeing a lot of his sound bites go around today. A little bit surprised, no doubt. I think Mike Gundy's been great for college football. He's been an entertainer. But there's no question these last two years in particular, questions about handling college football in the NIL era, questions about, you know, can they be competitive in this space? And, you know, doesn't it remind you a little bit, I've made this comparison a couple times today, to like Major League Baseball, where you know, there's mid-major market teams that have cross college basketball that pop up and compete with the big boys, but it's really hard.
Yeah, no, it is. It is tough, and he's kind of, well, he's gone now. Who do you think is ultimately going to be his replacement in the long run? Who are some candidates?
Well, I like, you know, you're seeing that name Zach Robinson a lot. NFL offensive coordinator background there, played under Gundy, Oklahoma State, was a really max effort quarterback, has risen up the coaching ranks. G.J. Kinney's another name. You know, Alex Golish has had a really good first month of the season at South Florida. Those are the type of options that would make sense if you could go for somebody like that. And, you know, I think it will be a hot coordinator type. And, you know, one of the things that we've seen early in the season, we've got three Power Four openings already. We only had like four all of last season. So there could be a lot more movement on the coaching carousel this season.
Well, let me ask you, who are some other coaches that you think are on the hot seat?
Well, obviously, we talk about Billy Napier a lot. And I think two coaches that come to mind are Billy Napier and Luke Fickell. Now, Luke Fickell, it's a pricey buyout, and I thought he owned his press conference the other day. I've always liked Luke Fickell, especially the work he did at Cincinnati. He's in a tough spot there at Wisconsin. They've played a little bit of QB roulette that hasn't worked out as much. But I don't know if they're going to make that move. Billy Napier is a tough one. Here's the hard part with them. I know DJ Lagway struggled the last couple weeks, but I watched them play, and they're, like, playing hard. I know that's cliche, right? But they are definitely playing very hard. And the defense has been really good. They've run into some really good teams, though. I mean, this Miami Hurricanes deal, a team looks like the real deal.
Now, Bill Bender joining us from the Sporting News. You talk about a team being a big deal. We heard a lot about Clemson prior to the start of the year being, you know, title contenders. And now we got Dabo Sweeney kind of opining about his accomplishments this past weekend after losing to Syracuse. He kind of toned it down a little bit. We know he has a $60 million buyout. You know, why he would even entertain being fired, I don't know. There's no chance that this guy disappears, I mean, at the end of the season either, right?
No, and, you know, they're in a rough spot, and they'll regroup in this bye week. And they, again, you know, they've lost to some good teams, and it's bottomed out a little bit. It's kind of the same speech as Gundy, transfer portal, NIL. Do they go through those things? And I like Dabo a lot. I think the press conference, I guess the phrase I used was unnecessary in some ways. We know he's done a great job at Clemson. There's no question. I was at both national championship games that they won. And the second one in particular was stunning. They blew out Alabama. But since that Ohio State Sugar Bowl in 2020, they're 2-6 against top 10 teams. So, and the quarterback production, it's, I guess we got spoiled by Watson and Lawrence. So it's made it tough for them to move forward.
Bill Bender here with us from the Sporting News. You mentioned both Mike Gundy, NIL transfer portal. We've heard the same criticism of Dabo Sweeney, and now we still have adjustments with the transfer portal and when we have it in relation to the postseason. What haven't they done that's put both of these guys in these tough spots? Because, like, even Clemson is loaded with talent, but they haven't had success.
Well, again, I think some of it's how much do you use the portal, how much do you develop the players you have. I mean, two stories that have popped up last weekend. Like, we talk about Texas Tech, NIL money, right? And I just watched them against Utah and loved the defensive line. And I thought, wow, they've got some players. And then Indiana, who's done this in a short time with Kurt Cignetti, it's really remarkable what he's been able to do. And some of these other programs aren't doing that. So, you know, for Clemson, I think, like I said, it's quarterback, it's receiver. Where's T. Higgins? Where's Sammy Watkins? Those guys, are they not able to get those guys now? They were such program changers at Clemson and at Oklahoma State. Where's Dez Bryant, Justin Blackman? Remember those teams? They were just so explosive offensively. Part of the deal with Oklahoma State, their quarterback did break his foot early in the season. That didn't help, having to take a backup quarterback to Oregon. But, I mean, his teams were known for scoring, like, 40 points, and that's the difference. They're not putting points on the board.
No, you talk about putting points up on the board, and you mentioned Indiana. They just went out there and smoked Illinois. And then we see Fernando Mendoza. He's getting a lot of attention. Do you see Indiana sticking around all year to get one of these playoff spots?
I think, well, we'll get to find out at least. There'll be no debate at the end of the year because playing Iowa this week, playing Oregon, playing Penn State. I was stunned looking at Mendoza's stats today. I was like, wait, he hasn't thrown an interception? The ball barely hit the turf Saturday. That was the most stunning but just eye-opening result of the weekend. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I picked Illinois to win. So I'm sitting there. Before you hang up on me, I just couldn't believe how good Indiana looked. They ran for over 300 yards. Their defense flies around. If they had a different uniform on, we'd be acting completely different. That's an amazing football team.
Yeah, we saw what they did, and Mendoza losing his mind. With John Mateer going down with that broken hand, I think he's scheduled to have his surgery tomorrow, Bill. Is Mendoza stepping up into that Heisman race? Like who's taking over from Mateer in that regard?
Well, here's a couple things. I got a piece coming tomorrow. It's great timing. I wrote it before the Mateer news came out, so I had to make some adjustments. But, you know, Mateer was kind of that guy in September, and Mendoza. And, you know, a couple guys that could step into that role. I mean, Dante Moore has a tremendous opportunity on Saturday. Going to Penn State, and Bo Nix, third place in the Heisman. Dylan Gabriel, third place in the Heisman. You got to trust those quarterback pipelines. He's a guy that definitely could get in the mix. Carson Beck's playing well. Numbers aren't what Cam Ward's were last year, but they're still really good. And Jeremiah Smith will be there, I think. I always go by, okay, if you and I were sitting there and said, who's the best player in college football? I would say Jeremiah Smith, because that's who I would draft first. And I think his chances are coming. Starting Saturday at Washington in a game where that line has moved down a lot, you know. So it's that two time zone Big Ten factor at work. Hmm. But I think Jeremiah Smith is going to have plenty of chances to show just how good he is.
Yeah, we got some Ohio State against Washington. You just mentioned Oregon taking on Penn State. Those are going to be some fun matchups to watch. You know that knowing that Mateer is going to be out in a couple of weeks when they get ready to take on Texas is really going to stink. Knowing that, well, Arch Manning, he did it against Sam Houston State. What are your thoughts on what we've seen so far? The ups, the downs, he's beating up on the teams that he's supposed to, the tougher competition, not so much. What are your thoughts on Arch?
Give it time. You know, I saw a tweet today. I don't know. I wish I could attribute it, but it was comparing his numbers. I think it was Fox. His first six starts to Eli and Peyton, and the numbers are pretty close. They all finished 5-1. You know, I was at that first game against Ohio State. The Buckeyes got after him. Buckeyes have the best defense in college football right now. And he was inaccurate. And I just think with more reps and more time, and we all freaked out about the UTEP game. There was a point where I was texting. I was like, are they going to bench him? But look how he responded this week. And the thing with Arch Manning, whether it's him flexing over a defender or grimacing during a pass or walking up down the sideline, it doesn't matter. Everything's a story because of that appetite. And some of that's with the last name. Not a some of it. A lot of it's with the last name. But I'm willing to give him a chance. And that Texas team, he has the benefit of an elite defense behind him. So I think they're going to stay in this mix all year.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll certainly see how that continues to roll. Bill, we appreciate the time. Tell everybody where they can follow you and your work with the Sporting News.
Yeah, I'm at Bill Bender 92. I mentioned that Heisman article, and we'll have plenty. I know we didn't really touch on it. Alabama, Georgia will be a lot of fun this weekend, too. Equal pressure for Kirby and Kalen, and what a game that's going to be. So it goes fast, as you know, and you know, I always enjoy talking to you. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, I appreciate it. You don't got to remind me. Athens is right down the road from here. People are ready to lose their minds over that one. We'll see how it goes, Bill.
All right. Well, have a great weekend. Thanks for having me on.
You as well. Always a pleasure. Big shout outs and many thanks to Bill Bender for joining us from the Sporting News. Yeah, things are changing rapidly here throughout the college football season, whether it's the coaches who are getting canned. You got players who are already going down to injury. Things are not what they ever seem to be. Clemson was supposed to be one of the best. They're not one of the best, and people are talking about Dabo Sweeney and his job. He's defended himself. We got coaches been fired. It's been a wild, wild ride, and we've only gotten, what, four games in here? It's kind of wild. Thank you so much to Bill for coming through and joining us. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back, we're going to start to wrap things up. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history, but to talk about what's going on in the world of sports right now, it's time for a newsflash. Here he is on the Infinity Sports Network. It's Pete McCarthy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to Bill Bender for joining us from the Sporting News. Came through to talk to us about some college football. Mike Gundy got fired today, and I'm like, damn, can they fire Billy Napier? Can he get fired next without having to get paid a boatload of money? I guess if Mike Gundy's getting $15 million to go away, I guess you could pay Billy Napier, what, $20 million for him to go ahead and take a hike. And I know everybody in Florida. Shout outs to everybody in Gainesville, all my people with the Gators. I know they about sick of that, man. They ready to get him the hell up on out of there. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines up. Before we roll into a few things that took place this day in sports history, we got Matt. He's calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Matt?
Billy Napier didn't lose 69-3 to Oregon. And Billy Napier didn't lose to Tulsa. And the SEC is, SEC bias. Much tougher, but I personally was shocked that Oklahoma State got rid of Gundy this early in the season. Now, as a Tennessee Vols fan,
why are you surprised or shocked based on what he did last year? I mean, he was not trending in the right direction. They went 3-9 last year.
And why wouldn't they get rid of him after 3-9 last year? Why would they hold on? Like that's a failure on their part, a complete failure.
Yeah, well, I think it's cold money. I think it's one of the same reasons why Billy Napier still has a job. If these coaches that had success didn't walk around with these gigantic buyouts, I think it'd be easier to just go ahead and give them the boot. I think it's all financially driven.
But yeah, and I think you're right. I mean, but you look at Florida's schedule over the next few weeks, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, Georgia. Does anyone face a gauntlet like that? The Gundy thing is shocking to me just because of the longevity of his career. He's been there that long. If they weren't going to cut ties, why didn't they cut ties with him before this season started?
Well, Matt, I don't want to keep going in circles here, but it's the buyout. That's why. They didn't want to just wake up. The guy already took a pay cut. I think he was down to, what, $5.5-6 million that he was going to make this year. And he has $15 million hanging over his head that they hope that they didn't have to pay. I find it pretty ridiculous that they fired him now when they did. They let him do a press conference yesterday, did his coaching show, all of that stuff. And he got fired today. And so that I find surprising. But if you look at his record last year, you look at where they were trending this year, they decided to go out there and give him the boot. I don't think it's all that surprising. He's not trending in the right direction. And when it comes down to the Florida Gators, man, the expectation is a little bit higher to turn things around. When they decided to get this guy over from Louisiana, they expected a little bit more than this. And, yeah, they're going to get their asses whooped, you know, over the next bunch of games. And I think that goes off without a shadow of a doubt. But when you look at Billy Napier last year, when you look at what they're doing this year, yeah, it's the SEC. Nobody's looking at the Gators at this point in time to be 1-3. And one of the reasons that he's probably still going to have a job or maybe last throughout the course of the year is his buyout, because there's a difference between $15 million and $20 million. It's another five that nobody wants to go out there and pay. Look, in the NIL era, all the money that gets moved around gets moved and transferred. The players move around. I think some of these names, doesn't matter who you are, hey, if you ain't living up to it, they're going to give you the boot. Thank you so much, Matt, for calling from Knoxville. It's the end of the show. You know what that means. It's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It's September 23rd. The year is 2025. If we go back to September 23rd, 1988, Jose Canseco, this man is the first player ever to have a 40-40 season. Damn it, he started the 40-40 club. He did it against the Brewers. The A's went out there and beat him in extra innings, 9-8. But in this game, Jose Canseco, well, he stole two bases. He got the 40, 39 and 40. Take a listen.
He's leaning a little bit right now. He's running. There's the throw. To do it. And now he's asking the umpire if he can take that second base bag.
And he's saying no.
The umpire says he can't have it. He's getting a standing ovation from his teammates on the top of the dugout steps.
And the fans. That? And the fans are standing also. Jose's going to ask Hirschbeck again if he can have the bag.
All around this ballpark. They're standing. Now he's going to get it. He stole it. It's his.
Listen, Jose Canseco, I would say he stole a few things, but he's been honest about his career. Well, he didn't steal records. He just he broke a few of them using drugs. There we have it. September 23rd. He won the MVP that year, by the way. 2012, Jamal Charles. This man rushed for 233 yards. He even had a 91-yard touchdown run as the Chiefs beat the Saints 27-24. Let's take a listen to Jamal Charles go out there and get it. This is from CBS.
This is Charles, left side, running room, on his way, up the sideline. Can he outrun the defense? He is on his way and gone. No flags on the field.
Well, I mentioned about Kansas City's got to do something, especially throwing the football. And what do? They hand the ball off on a simple little sweep to the left side. And it's the New Orleans defense just went to sleep. And in a foot race, Jamal Charles is going to win.
Yeah, shout outs to Jamal Charles. He's a great guy, great human being. Also has done some great advocacy work when it comes down to Special Olympics. Shout out to Jamal Charles. Hey, September 23rd, 2018. I'm not shouting out this guy. He needs to learn how to behave himself. Tiger Woods. He had one of the best comebacks that you will ever see in golf history. He did it in 2018. He did it at the Tour Championship. This guy tapped in a par at 1 over 71 for a two-shot victory over Billy Horschel. It was Tiger Woods' 80th victory of his PGA Tour career, and it was his first in more than 5 years. Listen to Tiger talk about bouncing back, courtesy of the PGA.
I just can't believe I pulled this off after, you know, what the season's gone through. And it's been, It's been tough. You know, I've had not so easy the last couple of years, and I've worked my way back, and I couldn't have done it without the help of, you know, everyone around me, and some of those close, like some of the players that I saw after on there on 18th green here, you know, some of them knew what I was struggling with, and it was really special to see them there, and it's just hard to believe I won the tour championship.
I mean, damn it, the next year he won a Masters, but in 2018, yeah, he won the tour championship. Got to stay away from them ladies, man. Okay. September 23rd, 2022. Albert Pujols is playing for the Cardinals at this point. Wanted things down. The man hit two home runs. Had five RBIs. He beat the Dodgers. He helped beat the Dodgers 11-0 in LA. He became the fourth player in MLB history to hit 700 career home runs. Listen to Albert Pujols launch number 700. Courtesy of Cards Radio.
Pujols with the widespread stance, arms out over the plate. Bickford from the stretch. The 1-1 pitch. A swing, and there it goes! Left field, way back! That's home run number 700! Pujols hits a three-run homer, and he hit 699 and 700 at Dodger Stadium on September 23rd, 2022.
The Machine. Oh, I love Albert Pujols. Oh, man, that guy just showed up, didn't say nothing, just hit. That's all he did. Appreciated him. What a great guy. I like Albert Pujols, too. September 23rd, 2022, this same day, Roger Federer played his final professional tennis match. He teamed up with Roger Federer in London. Rafael Nadal, excuse me. What an appropriate way to go. Federer teamed up with Nadal, and they ended up losing to Tiafoe and Jack Sock, two Americans. How the heck did we get Federer and Nadal together and they lose? Anyway, this is what Roger Federer had to say about his career.
It's been a perfect journey. I would do it all over again.
It's been great. It's been so much fun. It's been amazing. Thank you, everybody. I've had so many people cheer me on, and you guys here tonight means the world. The girls, the boys. My wife's been so supportive, and she could have stopped me long, long time ago, but she didn't. She kept me going and allowed me to play, so it's amazing. Thank you.
Sorry. Sorry. That was courtesy of BN Sports. I like Roger Federer, okay? I'm sorry for laughing, not really. I wish he was still playing and not Djokovic. I like Federer. I'm not a fan of Djokovic. Anyway, I'm a fan of you. I'm a fan of all of our guests. Thank you so much to Jeremy Kahn for joining us to talk Ravens from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Thank you so much to Bill Bender for joining us. Talk some college football from SportingNews.com. Thank you so much to Patricia Traynor from Sports Illustrated coming through to join us and talk about the New York Giants making Jackson Dart the starter over Russell Wilson. If you've missed a minute or of the show, go ahead, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You got internet? You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief on social media. But don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you so much to our producer, Ryan Botcher. Thank you for listening. Be safe, be well, be smooth, be amazing.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start?
Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.